The Eucharist is the source and summit of Christian life. We read in the Gospel about Jesus feeding the 5,000 plus women and children, but here in the Eucharist, he's feeding the 5 billion. Now, both the East and West Church, the Orthodox and Eastern Catholic and the Roman Catholic Church, hold that the Eucharist is the source and summit of our Christian life. But the bread that they use, it differs. In the West here, we use unleavened bread, you know, the flat bread, the type you'd think of that you'd get with the Passover. In the Eastern churches, they use leavened bread. And it comes from a different reading of the Gospels between the two churches. And Pope Benedict described this as two lungs of the same body, giving a beautiful theologic depth to things. So, when the East eats its leavened bread, it follows all the rules of the rite with great piety, humility, and with rigor, the same way that we do it here in the West. We have different rules, but the same piety and humility. Jesus is able to work through all our limitations, all our differences, and make a really beautiful thing out of that. What we do in the offertory, when we offer the bread and the wine, what we're doing is we're offering ourselves to God with all our strengths, with all our limits, with all our picadillos, who we are. We're giving that with the bread to God. How many of you have ever seen Forrest Gump, the movie Forrest Gump? Can I see some hands? Oh, good. Some of you have. At 4 o'clock, I was just surprised you did. In jail, everybody has seen Forrest Gump, so I was able to talk to him about that. So Forrest Gump, he was a simple man, but he was a very holy and touched man when you thought about it. Now, there was another character in Forrest Gump. His name was Lieutenant Dan. Anybody remember Lieutenant Dan? All right. So what did Lieutenant Dan leave behind in Vietnam? He left behind his legs. Okay, so Lieutenant Dan in Vietnam, you know, his job was to keep his platoon alive, and he did the best job he could. But then he got in a firefight. They almost all got wiped out. Forrest Gump saved the day. Saved Lieutenant Dan, couldn't save his legs. So Lieutenant Dan went through that period of depression, headed out with God during Hurricane Camille, kind of brings it home, okay? And then shows up at Forrest's wedding on titanium legs. And Forrest is all excited. You're taller, Lieutenant Dan. His legs was the essence of Lieutenant Dan in his legs. No, he was Lieutenant Dan when he had his legs. He had Lieutenant Dan when he lost his legs. He was Lieutenant Dan when he had his titanium legs. It did make a big difference in what he was able to do and what he thought about himself. But the essence of Lieutenant Dan was intact. So what is the essence of Jesus? The essence of Jesus is God. It's that community of love that Father talked about last Sunday. So when we receive the body and blood of Christ, we're receiving his essence, that food that we need for the journey. And we can look at the journey, Lieutenant Dan, like a lot of us, where at one point we sink to a low, we build back up into a high, but we need that essence for the journey. So what we receive in the Eucharist is the essence of Jesus. We're receiving God. We're receiving strength to go home to heaven. It's kind of like that blessing that Abraham received from Melchizedek to build great nations. So we're Catholic. A sacrament does what it pretends to do. So the symbol is also what happens. So in baptism, the pouring of the water, it's a symbol, but it is also washing away the sins. So when Father said, "This is my body, this is my blood," that is the body and blood of Jesus. And when we consume it, we become part of the sacrament. Is the Holy Spirit constrained by our practice of the sacraments? No. You know, talked a little bit, our practice of the sacraments East and West was a little bit different. But Jesus is there for both of them. But Thursday we celebrated the feast of a saint that was never baptized with water. So what he was a catechumen. And I know some of you out there were catechumens at one time. And he wanted to be baptized. And he was studying to be baptized. But the Romans were coming, and they were taking somebody to be executed. And he stepped forward, "Take me. Don't take my priest. Take me." So he was desired. He witnessed. He gave his life. So he had that baptism of desire. That is kind of a sure thing, martyrdom. And the sacraments as we receive them are a sure thing. But I know for a number of you, and for a number of you who know people, there's some rule or something that keeps you away from that physical reception of communion. But there is something called a spiritual communion. And this is something that St. John Vianney, patron saint of priests, St. Thomas Aquinas talked about. Popes talk about it. That is a desire to celebrate that Eucharist, to celebrate that body and blood. You come up to the altar, you may be in your pew, but that desire is strong. And that's a spiritual communion. And that can lead to a physical communion. Back to Lieutenant Dan. Does Jesus have legs on this earth? Does Jesus publicly walk around us right now? No, he doesn't. His legs, his titanium legs, are all of you. He has no hands. His hands are yours. He has no voice. His voice is your voice. You may not think about this, but you are the body of Christ. And what you're expected to do in that community of love is to show kindness. For those of you that saw Forrest Gump, he may have been simple, but he was always kind. And he was always there for what Lieutenant Dan needed. And you know, there's people out there that you love that have needs. Be kind. Be there for them. If it looks like they need to come to church, bring them to church and do that. Now, this parish, you may not be aware of the kindnesses you do, but this kindness, this parish did a wonderful act of kindness. And that was with our sister church, St. Francis Xavier, in Haiti. So we donated some money to put a roof on the rectory. Because we were guessing if you could put a roof on the rectory, they can be have a priest there and have, you know, a regular parish. And if you're reading this week's bulletin, you'll see that's exactly what happened. They built it. They were the hands of Christ. Hey, maybe we were the pocketbooks of Christ, but that was okay. They built it. And Monsignor came through there with a priest for that parish. And once they have a priest, they have something for the school. And once they have the school, they can learn and do different things and build up their economy and bootstrap their way up. And you were part of that. You were being those feet of Christ. So we're celebrating something wonderful today. The Eucharist as a source and summit of our very life. But remember, in a very real way, you are, we are, the body of Christ.